Welcome back, everybody, for a new year. It's very nice to see everybody. We need a halibut. Okay, we can extend the table if we need to.
When we looked at the house, we're like, yeah. This is going to come with the pleasure chair. People can sit all the way through.
Right, plenty of room. Okay, let's begin. Today we're going to do Parshat Ki Tetzeh, and we're going to study one pasuk, and then the parshanim on that pasuk, the challenges of that pasuk, and why we have to enforce, make sure that we and our children and everyone else wear bicycle helmets. Okay. And obviously that is the pasuk of Ma'akeh. Ma'akeh means the fence around your balcony. This is the pasuk is in Perek Chaf Bet. Pasuk Chet, but we're going to start a little bit before then, because Rashi, it's a section in of itself. So turn to Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Vav. Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Vav. And we're going to do Rashi, we're going to do the Kli Yakar, we're going to do the Chinuch, we're going to see the ethical or the ideological challenge of the Pasuk, and hopefully we'll come away with something meaningful for ourselves as well. Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Vav. Says the Torah, Ki Yikarei Kansi Por Lefanecha, very famous Pasuk. If you shall happen upon a nest, Baderech on the road, B'chol Eit, all Haaretz, and a tree on the ground, Efrochim or Beitzim, there are chicks or eggs, and the mother is hovering over the chicks, or the eggs. Don't take the mother and the chicks, rather. You shall surely send away the mother, so that you can, you can take the children, the chicks or the eggs, so that it shall be good for you. And we all know, the ha'arachta yamim. And that guarantees you long life. Very good. Okay? Then we're gonna just... You see, by the way, in your chumash, you'll notice, it's interesting. One second. You'll notice, it's sort of a point... in the same section, maybe you won't notice, there's a samach, meaning it's the same parsha stuma, the same closed parsha. Next pasuk. Ki tivne bayit chadash, va'asite ma'ake ligagecha. When you shall build a new house, and you shall make a ma'akeh for your roof, volotasim damim bebeitecha, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Let's read it again, and we have to read it carefully, because we're going to spend some time focusing on this pasuk. Ki tivne bayit chadash, if you shall build a new house, va'asite ma'akeh ligagecha, you shall make a
fence.
What is the word ma'akeh from? Nobody knows. All the Parsha names say it's a unique word in the Torah. They don't see it in Tanakh. It doesn't appear anywhere else. Okay? And they only know what it means because of the context. That's what even Ezra says. Vasita ma'akeh legagecha. Fine. Now we're gonna read very carefully. Velo tasim damim bibeitecha. And you shall not place blood in your house. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. What does that last phrase mean? Don't look at the English. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. One second, say it again. For the faller will fall from us. Mimenu. Mimenu can be from him. What does that mean? From it. Now we understand the vagueness of the pasuk. What in the world does that mean? What should it say? Right? V'lo tasim damim bebeitecha. You shall not place blood in your house. Ki yipol hanofel. Oh, mimenu? Mimenu, from what?
From the God.
Ki yipol. I would just say ki yipol. Yeah, what?
But it's
a little
mimenu.
Context here. Tasim
damim. Yeah.
Okay, we're dealing
v'lo tasim damim.
Object here.
Excuse me. V'lo tasim damim bebe. Techa,
okay.
Yeah, subject object. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu.
It's from the original
fall off the roof.
Because you're talking about
from
the
owner.
Okay.
Placing blood in your house. What's the point of don't place blood? What's the point of don't place blood in your house? What does it mean? Don't place blood in your house. Meaning what? What? No, not tumah. It's not tumah. Don't cause blood. Meaning what? Don't shed blood. Meaning what? What happens? Chas v'shalom.
Somebody could die.
Yeah. What does it mean? V'lo tasim. Oh. V'lo tasim damim
v'beitecha. But it should be al beitecha, not v'beitecha.
In your house. It's your fault. Meaning there's a level of culpability.
From the roof.
Okay. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Mimena?
From the roof.
It should really just say ki yipol anofel. What is mimenu? Who is the mimenu? Ki yipol. Right, somebody will fall. Very good. Right, so the parshanim are going to go to town on this. Okay? Essentially, though, in the pshat of the pasuk, what is the Torah telling us that you have to do?
Put up a fence and nobody falls.
So nobody falls. Okay? I'll give you the ideological problem in a minute. Let's go to Rashi first. Okay? Let's look at Rashi. Ki tivne bayit chadash. Actually, we'll do the Rashi before it, Zion. It's just because it's an important Rashi. Lamanti yitav lach. What's the promise, as we all know, for Shidoa Chaken, sending away the mother bird? Long life. Says Rashi, im mitzvah kala, she'ein b'chisaron kis. If such an easy mitzvah, which costs no money, amrat Torah leman yitav lach v'arachta yamin. The Torah says, it's good for you, you'll have a long life. Kal v'chomer lematan scharan shon mitzvot chamurot. How much more so? Meaning, this is a simple one, it's an easy one. Right, a lot of this is a comment. What is the other mitzvah that we say you'll have a long life for?
Kibbutz Avim.
Very good. We're going to get back to that in Kli Yakar. So some say, well, you know, it doesn't make sense. Kibbutz Avim is one of the hardest mitzvah to fulfill because it never ends. It's you know, it's really a challenge to respect and honor and take care of one's parents. But on the other hand, Shiluach HaKen, you come to the bird, you see the nest, send away the mother, you're done. Long life for that? So Rashi says, no, it's a spectrum. You get for the long one, you get for the hard one, you get for the easy one. If you get long life for the easy one, imagine how much more so you get long life for the hard one. Next, ki tivneh bayit chadash. Says Rashi, im kiyamta mitzvah shiluach haken, if you fulfill the mitzvah of shiluach haken, then sofcha livnot bayit chadash. The merit of shiluach haken will merit that you'll be able to zelcha to build a new house. Umitkayem mitzvat ma'akeh. And then you'll fulfill the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Shemitzvah goreret mitzvah. Because you do one thing leads to another thing leads to another thing. A very beautiful idea. Right? Mitzvah lead to one another. V'tagia lekerem lasadeh. And we'll get to the next mitzvah. You'll plant a field, you'll plant a vineyard. V'la begadim na'im. And nice clothing. Lachen nismechu parshiyot halal. This is because, for this reason, these parshiyot were connected one to the other. And there's a progression. You fulfill a small mitzvah, God will reward you, and you'll build another mitzvah, you'll build a house, and you'll do another mitzvah, and then you'll have a field, and you'll fulfill another mitzvah. And there is something to that. There's a beautiful idea. That a person who's on a trajectory of fulfilling mitzvot, each good deed leads to another opportunity. And if you fulfill that opportunity, then that leads to yet another opportunity.
I don't think this is such an easy mitzvah in our day.
Ma'akeh or Shiduach HaKeh?
Sending away the mother bird.
Yep. Why? Because you don't have a chicken coop?
We don't have the tree, you know, you have to climb a tree.
We have the same thing. I mean, he put a nest on our windowsill.
First of all, it was on the pergola. Mm-hmm. And by the time we
got to
where it is,
we still do it. Right, it's also an issue.
You don't need the egg.
Right. Did we talk about that 1 year? Where's our historian? Dvorah, did we talk about that 1 year? About whether you have to send it away or you should send it away? Yeah. Oh, yeah?
So that's what we were wondering, is should we send it away just for the mitzvah, but we didn't need the eggs?
Right.
Depending on where the
eggs. It's also ki kare in the if you happen upon it, and that's like it's there. All right. What's that? Doesn't count, right? Because it's not on the way. It's not on the way, right? Okay. What I wanted. Okay. So there's an ethical problem. There's an ideological problem with the mitzvah of ma'akeh that the parshanim are going to deal with. We're going to see two approaches. On the pshat level, the Torah says put a fence on your roof so that people don't fall down. So the question is like this: doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu determine whether somebody's going to fall off the roof and die? That's a pretty major thing. Isn't that dependent upon God?
No.
No, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so that answer the problem. Really?
Yeah. I mean, there are circumstances sometimes that, you know, it's your footing or something.
You mean something, yes, you mean something as significant as the death of a person by falling off a roof? God doesn't have anything to do with that?
what?
Really?
How much of a hand it has in each of our personal details.
Yeah, you'll need to share. I don't have enough. Well,
I don't think he makes a person fall off the building. Yeah. I don't. I think sometimes they...
You think that if a person wasn't meant to fall... If a person falls off a building, that person wasn't meant to fall off a building?
I don't necessarily think so, but I think that actually you think if a person is blown up by a bomb, that that person was meant to be blown up by a bomb. Or something. No, not necessarily, and in the end, God makes everything right.
Okay. Does anybody want to take the opposite view?
Okay, I'm not focused.
You got a problem with that, right? God forbid. Right.
You're saying that God coordinates each and every single detail of everybody's life.
Not only am I saying that, the Gemara says that.
No, Rambam says that it depends on how big of a tzaddik you are. If you're a huge tzaddik, then Hashem, yes, coordinates every single part of your life.
Yeah. It's not small.
But sometimes it might, falling off a roof is sometimes caused by a small detail.
Like not having a fence.
Like your foot slips.
Okay. Let's do the Kli Yakar. Let's test the Kli Yakar on Pasuk Chet. If we have time, then we'll go back to Pasuk Zayin because it's interesting. Okay? Ki tivne bayit chadash. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Okay? Milashon razal shavkei. Le Ravya le Mafshe Nafal. Kach. Okay. Kach Tevat Mimenu Shav El Hanofel. The word Mimenu, Kipol Hanofel, Mimenu, reflects, goes back, it reflects on the Nofel.
Which means he himself falls.
Why did he himself fall?
Because he jumped?
No. That God allowed him to fall. Va'amar zeh.
Is it a literal fall or
metaphorical? No, it's a literal fall. Meaning the person who fell brought the fall upon himself. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. From who?
From God. He has distanced himself from God.
Well, that only raises a question. 1 second. So if ki, everyone understand? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Because he who falls is falling because of who? Because of God. But if God is causing him to fall, then why put up the fence? That's the question. This always reminds me, whenever I drive in the Shomron, right, the thing that scares me most about the Shomron is the Arab drivers. Have you ever seen, you know what I'm saying? They'll just like pass you like crazy. What? No fear. So I was in a car once and like, what?
They got their 72 friends waiting for them.
No, that's not it. It's really not. That's,
no, only if it's martyrdom.
That's martyrdom, right. So someone explained to me once that the Arabs have, like, in their culture, they have this idea that it's all depending upon God. It's all, like, whatever God wants will happen. So if they're intended to, like, die in a fiery crash, then that was God's will anyway, so you might as well get there faster. You know, like, it's a...
But that's what you just...
I don't know if you noticed this, by the way. If you drive in the Sharma, the Arabs will pass you like crazy. In Muncie? Did they pass like that? I'm sorry. In Bnei Brak, you don't have these two-lane roads where people are coming in both directions at very fast speeds. You know what I'm saying? This is not New York driving. It's a totally different experience. Anyway.
But that's what you just said a few minutes ago.
V'amar zeh, right? And the reason why the Torah says this is, Kedei shelo tomar, you shall not say, V'chi hama'akeh mevatelet hagzeirah, Kasher ze haya ra'ui lipol. 1 second. God decided, like Daniela said on Yom Kippur, this person is destined to fall. It's his time. So do you really think that putting a fence is going to prevent that person from dying? Al-Kain, what? Might be a reminder.
Wait a minute. You think that on Yom Kippur, when we say that Rosh Hashanah is written and on Yom Kippur it's signed, the whole person is going to die.
Okay,
but what about the kinds of tshuva, which means that maybe over the course of a year, a person can behave in such a way that God will change his mind? Which means that whatever was decreed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur won't necessarily happen.
Is there
changeable.
No, it's changeable, but she's saying at whatever point, whenever it happens, it was the will of God. Was it not?
You meant just
how could you say it's not the will of God?
Because I have great difficulty saying that severe tragedies on national scales are the will of God.
Really?
Yeah.
I have great difficulty saying that severe tragedies on grand national scales are not the will of God. They just happen, they're random, things just happen for no reason.
No, okay, let me rephrase that. Maybe that the national tragedy is supposed to happen, but the personal details about the way that it happened.
Okay,
I understand your struggle. I understand your struggle.
I think that's the distinction. The tragedy is going to happen. Who activates that tragedy?
How is it happening?
Hold on.
I would like
to stop this for a second. Where do we get the national tragedy? We're talking about an individual falling off a roof. It's not
thing,
a national tragedy. It's
a death.
It's a personal tragedy.
But he have to
national tragedy for sure, I think, the hand of God has to involve.
But he doesn't
personal
have to fall
tragedy.
Off your roof. That's
what?
The point. He's got to fall off a roof, but he doesn't have to fall
you
off.
You read Kliyakar. Very good. That's very nice. But that's the issue. That really,
the issue is he's going to fall off a roof.
He's going to fall off a roof. Nothing can stop it from happening.
Correct.
But I think it's even maybe even more than that. That, like, how is it?
And your hishtadlut is putting on your seatbelt. Your hishtadlut is not coming to the shiur. Your hishtadlut is not what davening. No, you're mixing two realms, and I understand why you are. Realm number one is your relationship to God, and do you deserve to live another year or not? Does Hashem care more? Does Hashem care more that you're I don't know, a calm person and a giving person and a religious person and studious and dedicated to the community, dedicated to Klal Yisrael, or that you wear a seatbelt?
Don't ask that question. To better person treats people nice,
to die.
Absolutely.
It is a mitzvah. That's true. Well, the question is why? Why is it a mitzvah?
You can't raise your hand. You have to just talk.
This is Israel.
Nobody can
wait for you.
You will not get your turn.
Okay, and then we'll read the Kliyaka. Yeah.
So, I've discussed this a lot with my husband, and we read a lot about this.
Yeah.
And there are tons of opinions on this. Mm-hmm. But what I think from what I've read, it's how much... the amount that you allow Hashem in your life, and the amount you see Him in your life, and the amount that you credit Him towards the things in your life is the amount that He's involved in your life.
Again, death of a person, is, God forbid, a tremendous tragedy. It's a monumental event in the world and in the universe. So to suggest that God did not have a hand in such a thing, on the one hand, should be troubling. And so comes along Kliyakar and says, "Kedei shelo tomar, you shall not say v'chi ha'ma'akem v'vatelak zeirak asher ra'ui lipo." If this person was destined to die, if God decided in His infinite wisdom that this is this person's time, all the fences in the world aren't going to stop it. You know, if that's the decision, that's the decision. Al kein amar. Therefore, it says she'en hadavar kein. This is not true. Why? Ki ata lo tasim damim bebeitecha. You shall not place the blood in your home. Ki mi shedamav bo v'ro'oi lipo lama yiezeh bebeitecha. Why should it be in your house? Umikol makom, nonetheless. Haro'oi lipo lo yinatzel al yedei ha'ma'akeh. If it's worth it for this person to fall, he will not be saved by the ma'akeh. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. For he shall fall, mimenu, he says, mimenu, minafshei napil. From himself he will fall. Afilu b'makom mishar. You can have the biggest fence in the world, biggest gate in the world. Aval im lo ta'aseh ma'akeh. But if you do not make a ma'akeh, az yipol mimcha, then you will have caused him to fall. Velo mimenu me'atzmo.
I know.
You know? It can be distracting, you're right. Okay. Hashem Ratza Shehu Atzmo Yapil et Atzmo. And God wants him to cause it. Ki miyado haita zod lo. comes along Kli Akar. He takes a very straight view. Everything that happens in the world is from God. Everything that happens in the world is for a reason. Although one could suggest if you go along those lines, then if the guy is supposed to fall because of him, then how do you have the ability to influence it? So he says, but if you don't take proper precautions, then you have the ability to have an effect. And for that reason, you have to make every effort. You have to make every effort to ensure that the things that God wants to happen in the world happen and not because of you.
He pulled out a film, he meant it.
Right.
But Shimon's mom was because of his actions. He didn't have to be involved in that story.
You said it reminds me of a similar idea like that. How come God blamed Pharaoh? If it says God hardened Pharaoh's heart, then why was Pharaoh responsible? So one of the, you know, for everything he did in Egypt. So one of the classic answers was, yes, the Jewish people were going to be enslaved. That was part of the destiny of the Jewish people. But who says you had to do it? You know what I'm saying? He made the choice to be the vehicle of the suffering of the Jewish people. So you have to say something similar. Right, in such a severe way. Okay. This is not just a legitimate perspective. I mean, this is Kli Akar is articulating a normative perspective. Right? That yes, God has a hand in everything, especially the big things. And it's for this reason that a person says, "Ki pulling a film me menu from him and not from you." Let's just finish the piece. V'yeshomim. Some say, "Mi menu shav al hamakeh." The word "mi menu" refers to the ma'akeh. Ki haraui lipol yipol afilu min hamakeh. Ki pulling a film me menu. For he who will fall even though there's a ma'akeh. Why? Because he's going to lean over. Because he's going to do something stupid. Is that his finish? Ve'ena ma'akeh matzelet ki'im ha'bilti ra'ui lipo. The ma'akeh only saves those who are not supposed to fall. I don't know.
There's no such thing.
Say what you're asking. Say what you're thinking.
If you're not supposed to fall, then you're not going to fall.
Right. Right. I don't know. But you won't slip, because you're not supposed to slip. Okay, very good. Okay. Now we're going to read the...
We can't discuss such deep philosophical things so early.
Did you have your coffee? The Razal Amil, Chazal said. And we're going to continue the Kli Akar. Im kiyamta mitzvat ma'akeh, tizkeh lekeren. If you fulfill ma'akeh, then you'll have the next pasuk. We didn't read the next pasuk. The next pasuk is lo tizrak ha'mecha kilayim. Right, when you plant your kerem, you should not plant it kilayim. Kilayim means a mixture. Especially kerem, you're forbidden from mixing plants and the vineyard. There's a derabanan of that, but wheat and any kind of wheat, any kind of a plant together with the vineyard is an isur d'oraita. And if you look at the Mishnayot and the Halacha, the Chazal were very strict, ad kidei kach, and if you did it, they would send beitin, would send policemen to uproot your plants. Right, it was very severe. Okay? Really, the vineyard and anything else. Or, like, you know, in close proximity, they're not all plant different kinds of plants together. But the d'oraita is... Yeah, edible plants, really. I mean, but the d'oraita is... How far away? It depends on how far away. They gave distances. How far you're supposed to have each one thing from the other.
But yet we're allowed to eat those mixtures.
You're not allowed to, right. You're not allowed to graft. You're not allowed to graft them. First of all, those are not d'oraita usually. They're different kinds of plants, but you are allowed to eat them. You're allowed to benefit from them once somebody did it. Because basically every fruit we have, what? Correct. Nonetheless, go back to Kli Akar. Razal Amru Chachamim said, Im kiyamta mitzvot ma'akeh, tizkeh lekeren. So he says, Ma inyan ma'akeh ala keren. What's the connection between one and the other? Ela lefish hayayin mapil et hashikur. Wine, and we're going to focus on the word, ki yipol hanofel. Wine is the downfall that brings the fall of the drunkard. Ki demasik bialku. Ma hagefren botzrin oto v'hu shotek. Right? Geffen, the vineyard, you gather it, and then it's quiet. Therefore, davka achar asiyat hamakeh hamatzelet min hanafila, after you fulfill the mitzvah of the makeh that saves you from falling, tizkeh lekerem, then you'll have the kerem, which causes the falling of the shtika. V'lo kodem lachem. Ki yipol hanofel. And he says, remez ledavar. Here's the remez. Look at what he says. Ki yipol hanofel. See that yud lamid lamid? What's the gematria of yud lamid lamid? Yud is 10. Lamid is 60. The 70. Sof tevot oleh nimispar yayin. What's the gematria of yayin? 70. He goes, look. V'teida. No. Ki parshat hatchilat shiloach hakein matchelet bekaf. The parsha of it says it starts with, let's say, ki yikarei, starts with a kaf and ends with a mem. Okay, harachta yamin. The hainu ben hakol add up samach. It starts with a kaf 20, ends with a mem 40, altogether 60. V'chein parshat ma'akeh v'kerem. It all starts with a kaf and ends with a mem. Each one is 60. How much is 60? What's the letter of 60? Samach. Okay. Al Shem, Samach, Al Shem, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. It's a remez, it's an illusion, the beginning, Kaf plus Mem equals Samach, which is an illusion to delusion to Somech. Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. Why? Ki b'shiduach hakein, I'm seeing on the left, on the bottom, it skips to the bottom column. This is an allusion to a very famous Gemara. Okay, if your father tells you, go up, climb up this ladder, I want you to climb up this ladder, right, and go get me the chicks. Remember this Gemara? Okay, very famous Gemara. What does Gemara say? Correct. Okay? Right? A person, your father tells you, give me a favor, I want you to go up, climb up, and send away the mother chicks and bring me the eggs. And the person climbs up, right, and he goes to do the shiluach hakein and the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim, falls off the ladder and dies. Okay, so there's a very famous Gemara about, anybody know who? Elisha ben Avriya saw this happen. And he said, one second, the Torah promises long life. And a person does double long life, mitzvah, and he dies. How can there be... how can there be reward? How can the Torah be true? So the Gemara says that this is one of the things that caused Elisha ben Avuya to abandon, right, to abandon his faith. So the Kli Yakar is alluding to this. Okay, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen starts with Samach. Heichan Arichot Yamim Shalzeh. Where is the long life of this person? The Samcho Hashem Litein Arichot Yamim. So the samach of ki plus men is le'olam shekulo. The Gemara says what Elisha ben Avuya didn't understand is the long life is in olam haba. But that's what the Gemara's answer is. It's not literal. It's not literal long life. It's long life. It's eternal life. Harachta yamim, eternal life. Right? Eternal days. That's what the Gemara says. Right? Ubasiyat ma'akeh. Again, make you the ma'akeh samach. So meaning there's I don't have great answers. This is what the Kli Yakar is saying. Then that's what the Gemara says. Actually, it's not literal; it's figurative. Allah Adama, I could translate it figuratively. On the inheritance, the nachla that the Lord will God will give you in the end of days. You know what I'm saying? It's not so hard to read in. You're all done?
I think it depends. I'm finding this a little comforting. We lost a good friend.
You are finding it comforting? You're not finding it comforting?
Yeah, we lost a good friend a couple weeks ago who was a tremendous tzaddik, did the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim with, you know, and he died in his sleep, 52 years old. He just didn't wake up. Mm-hmm. And this, like, when you read something like this, you can reconcile it more than, okay, that's his long life. He lived a Torah life.
I think what he's trying to say, what the Kli Yakar is trying to say, is answering our question. Meaning... like, where's the line between like God's hand in the world and what we see in our responsibility? And what he's really saying is, we have to have faith. There has to be a level of faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And that whether we see it in the reward that a person gets in Olam Hazeh, or whether it's in Olam Haba, that the Somech Hashem, the Kolon Oflim, God has a hand in all of the falling. Those people who fall in this world, and also those people who fall in the next world. And both in the element of Baharachta Yamim, the long life. The long, I'm all done. I named Maria. Okay, it's Maria. You have to color. Okay. The long life of whether you have a long life, you're protected by the fence. Or whether you have the long life of your protection of Shiloh HaKen and Kibud Avaim. Nonetheless, the beginning of the Kaf, Ki, and the end of Mem is an allusion to Somech Hashem, the Kolon Oflim. And isn't that an essential element of our faith as well?
Yes, that I'll tell you.
The hand of God has to be there.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what the issue is. I differentiate in my mind between natural deaths and apparent accident deaths. And what he's trying to say, I guess, is that apparent accident deaths, it's not an accident.
Right. Are you more or less comforted by knowing that the things that we struggle with really are the hand of God?
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're more or less comforted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
No, it is what it is.
It is more comforting, but still, then I still have this issue of
why is it not more
so
comforting to say this is the will of God? I can't understand why this person, why your 52-year-old friend?
No,
no,
that I do.
No,
that's
the illusion, but that's exactly the point. The person fulfilled Kibbut Avayim, and nonetheless, he didn't get the love. Where's the long life? The answer is, you're not supposed to know. That's not.
Maybe he's struggling with his diet.
Yes.
Why is a car crash any better than why is a car crash any better?
Also, I'm struggling with, like the piguim and the car crashes and the kid in the nursing home where your father was with the motorcycle.
Really? Why is that worse? Why is that any worse or better?
It's just, I have a harder time accepting the fact that accidents...
You call accidents.
Well, that's the point, is that I'm calling it an accident.
Right.
But then, I'm not understanding then the reason for, if accidents are from Hashem anyway, then
why
minimal
bother?
Protection maybe is necessary, and not the protection to which we go with building an entire fortified school in Stibot, you know?
But that is the attitude of many people that ride around
or speed bumps on or speed bumps on Rehov Shacha. What?
That is the attitude of people that drive with their kids on their laps,
right,
and without helmets.
So now, if one second, if that was if the Kliyakar was the only perspective, then we would not be installing speed bumps on Rehov Shacha. You know,
well, are we?
We probably are. Eventually, they will. I'm sure they will. Keep talking.
Did
you talk to the Mo'atza, or you just sent out another email?
No, just
somebody's got to say I talked to the Mo'atza. I'm telling you, you talk to Mo'atza, they're very responsive. No, absolutely not. My
you
experience.
You pay taxes just as much.
My experience has been exactly the opposite.
Right, you go
you
and
call, you go and you say. I'm telling you, it'll happen. Okay. Anyway, so but who needs it? If the Kliyakar is right, then we don't need speed bumps, because if a person's meant to zoom down an Erev Shabbos, you know, on the street, then who needs speed bumps? That's not the normative, because the Kliyakar.
We
just said he would
agree with you. In big situations, if you're being irresponsible, he'll intervene. I mean, if you're being responsible, then
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Being irresponsible, throwing away your life.
Did the Kliyakar say that? Did the Kliyakar say that?
One's being irresponsible and one's
being No, it's important to understand. The Kliyakar did not say that. The Kliyakar did not say that. He said a person is going to die, is going to die anyway. The person who's going to die is going to die. It's suggested the guy's going
to
die anyway. The only question is, at whose hand? Okay? Come along with Chinuch and says exactly the opposite. You've been trained with the Chinuch, so you have to. Say for Chinuch. Okay? Look on the bottom of your sheet. Mitzvah Tachkuv Mem Vav. We don't know. Sefer Chinuch is an anonymous author who wrote a book about mitzvot, mitzvah by mitzvah. Okay? What? For his son? Yeah. In the Middle Ages sometime, we don't know who the author is. Yeah.
Marquette is feminine, correct? So we men knew is
Marquette.
Well, I'm glad somebody knew that, because I don't really know. Okay. Says
it's over there, you have to get the pen, it's down there.
The root of the mitzvah, Mishashay HaMitzvah. The root of the mitzvah is, why do we have to have this mitzvah? Why do I have to build a fence on my, okay? Lefi she'im heyot Hashem Baruch Hu Mashkiach b'pirtei b'nei Adam. God is the Mashkiach. He watches over the details of people. V'yodea kol ma'aseihem. And he knows all of their deeds. V'chol asher yikre lehem tov o ra b'gzeirato. Everything that happens to them, good or bad, according to God's decree. U'b'mitzvato, and according to his commandment. Lefi zuchutan o chiyuvan, according to their merit or their obligation. U'ki inyan she'amru zichuram libracha, as the rabbi said in the Gemara. En adam nokev etzba'o milamata. A person can't move his pinky finger down here. Ela imkei machrizin alav milamala, unless there's a decree above. That sounds very much like... You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Av al pikein. There's enough al pikein. But, nonetheless. Meaning, he says, I'm going to acknowledge a view of the Kli Yakar and say it. Then there's a big but with a capital B. Tzarich ha'adam lishmor atzmo min ha'mikrim ha'nehugim ba'olam. A person has to guard himself from events that happen in the world. Meaning, he says, even though God knows everything's going to happen, and God plans everything's going to happen, and God takes care of everything, and God plans everything, and God decrees everything, still, what's the still?
I have to put in my effort.
Not everything. He says it in such a beautiful way, it's important to read. Ki ha'el bara olamo. God built his world. U'bena'o al yisodot amudei ha'teva. And he built this world on principles of natural rules. Begazar, and he decreed, Shiyah ha'esh sorefet. Fire burns. V'hamayim mechavim ha'lehava. Water extinguishes the flame. U'kumokein, similarly, Yechayev, he made it so. Yechayev ha'teva, nature decrees, She'im tipol even gedola al rosh ish. If a large rock falls on the head of a person, Chitiratet et mocho.
It will split his head.
I will put it in today's vernacular. If a person falls off his bicycle, traveling at a relatively high speed, right, he will crack his head. Oh, yeah. Adam mirosh agag, hagavo ala aretz. If a person falls off the roof of a high roof, shiyamut, he will die. So what was God's blessing? God gave the blessings to people. V'ipach be'apav nishmat chayim. And he placed in them the soul of life. Ba'alat dat. So God gave us intelligence. Lishmor haguf mikol pega. In order to watch ourselves from these terrible things. V'natan shneihem hanefesh b'gufa b'toch gagala yisodot. And he placed this body and soul in this world of physical principles, the hema yinahagum yigvi faalu gam bepaulot, and he said to us, live according to these rules. The anchasha el shi abed guf adam leteva, and once God made us subservient to the rules of nature, ki ken chiva chachmato, because that was the way God decreed that it should be. Mitzad shehu baal chomer, he made me a physical being. So if I'm a physical being, I am subject to the rules of the physical world. So he commanded us to guard ourselves from the happenstance. Ki hateva shehu masur biyado yaseh pu'ulato alav im lo yishmor mimenu.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Right. That's what you meant. You're put in nature. And God said, the rules of nature have dominion over man. That's the way the world works. We are physical beings. We are subject to physical events. And therefore, God decreed everything that happens to us. God decreed that everything that will happen to us has a result. And we're subject to the things that happen to us. And so therefore, how does God prevent that from happening? How does God prevent us from befalling terrible events?
He tells us to be careful.
He tells us to take steps to prevent those terrible things from happening. And if we don't, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. How's the chinuch reading mimenu? From the
human being.
from the roof.
Oh.
Because you're going to fall off the roof. If you don't, he says, I read it straight. Read it simply. If you don't, put the thing on the... People are going to fall off.
But if someone else is being irresponsible...
Yeah.
Like, exactly, that gives us things that God would drove patience, drove us to destroy.
Right.
That's kind of
narrow. He was irresponsible. So you say they...
They are a product of his irresponsibility, and God makes it right in the end.
What? I don't know.
They weren't meant to die.
Ooh.
It was not decreed that those people were going to die.
I'm not willing to say that. I'm not willing to say that. I'm not willing to say that. I don't know. See, according to the Chiddush, does someone die without being decreed to die? According to the Chiddush.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You could die. Yes.
A natural consequence.
Sure. No, that's what he's saying. No. 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 He knows it's going to happen. He knows it's going to happen. Of course, he knows it's going to happen. But God didn't initiate that event. It wasn't a divine decree that it is his time to die, and therefore he shall be removed from this world.
I don't think that.
See,
the greater life thing. He's just saying, if you're not careful, then you could have an accident.
So, but what's the equation?
But he's not going into the whole life.
Of course he is. You can't escape it.
No.
See, either side, either Chinuch or the Kliyakar, you're stuck. There's no good solution to this problem.
I don't think he's addressing exactly the same issue as the Kliyakar.
Okay.
The Kliyakar is saying it's all a question of faith, Hashem is at hand in everything, no matter what you do.
Right.
He's saying the world is governed by laws of nature, and if you are careless, then something may happen to you.
Where's the hand of God? I ask you. What, according to him?
He's not addressing it.
I'm asking you to address it. What's the ramifications of what he says?
If you're not careless,
I don't think that's.
Where's God? Is it? Am I? Is the not me? That's wrong.
He's not.
Is the person supposed to die, or is he not?
But maybe it's the means of death.
You mean the person is supposed to die?
Maybe, yeah.
No, that's the Kliyakar. Kliyakar says he's supposed to die. He's not supposed to die in your house, and that's why you build your fence. Well, I don't know. According to the Chinuch, is the person who wasn't careful, didn't put on a seatbelt, and lo aleinu, you know, got into an accident that he should have been saved, would have been saved, but he flew out of the car.
I think if you do this, then this will happen. If you do that, then that will happen.
I think it's the same.
Let me finish.
Our daily life is based on our choices.
Again, was that person meant, according to God,
to die? If he was not careful. If he was careful, then he wouldn't have.
He agrees with him?
No, he isn't addressing the issue at all.
But I want to know, according
to
him.
Of course I am.
I want to know, based upon what he just said, and answer the question, was the person who wasn't careful and fell off his bike because he didn't see the banana peel and cracked his head open and died, was that person meant to die?
Yes.
He was.
Yes, if he wasn't careful. If he made that life choice, then that's the Derek he goes. And if he makes another life choice, there's another Derek waiting for him.
I think it's this struggle that all occurs today between Shedrut and Zerah.
Right.
Free choice and destiny.
Right.
And
beautifully articulated. Beautifully articulated. Really, I agree with you. But I guess the question is, it's really a spectrum. Everybody agrees that there's some combination of our influence and the hand of God. So, but you see it, hand of God, and we're like, we just decide how the person died. He was meant to die no matter what, but it's going to be your house or somebody else. Or you're going to say no, it's going to be more balanced. Or you're going to say no, it's really we have a lot to do, and God is kind of watching and tweaking here and there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. I see the distinction between the chinuch, the ramifications of what he's saying, and the kli yakar. You could either read it like this. I read it more like this. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but no matter what position you take, the end of the kli yakar can be very important. That's why I find it so meaningful. The samech is very important. No matter what you say, and that's why you're absolutely right. The key is you have to see samech Hashem the kolan uflim. That in whatever way he falls, God has to have a hand in it. You have to have that leap of faith, because without it, then we'll fall too.
Abraham,
fall. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. What is
that?
The
flip side of it, where you have a car accident, and someone will survive, and what can to survive that? Bad answer. You say, well, don't bother wrenching your seatbelt because I had a seatbelt that was doing what was responsible, or do you say, look, you know, this could have gone either way? And I think that there's a flip side of this in terms of positive things. Like, there are certain situations where people come out of things where they weren't supposed to, and you have to say, look, there was also a hand of Hashem in that as well that brought us.
Okay.
You know, that's
now I got to tell a story.
On the way
home from one of my nephew's bar mitzvot in Baltimore.
Oh, your brother's wedding.
It was my brother's wedding? Yeah. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and we were driving on the Pennsylvania Turnpike towards Michigan, 29, Mile Marker 29, and it started to snow.
Just the green, that's all the story.
No, he remembers that. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, it started to snow, and I was listening to the radio, and I would say, it's fair to say I was driving too fast, probably because I wanted to watch the end of the game. I wanted to get home by the end of the game. And I was not careful, and we drove very, very fast, and I lost control of the car, and we spun around. We were driving maybe 70 miles an hour. We spun around, and we went off the road. And I remember going backwards. I remember it very vividly, going backwards, and you're going off, and you don't know, like, how far down you're going. You know, just have no idea. We ended up, like, 15 feet down? 10 feet down? Remember? Facing up. Literally. Turned around, spun on 80. The car was on the side of the road. The minivan. Everyone walked away. We all walked away. The crib got thrown from the car. Right? The crib got thrown from the car. The pack and play. The pack and play was thrown from the car. But everybody was fine. Not a scratch on anything. And when the paramedics came, they said that when they saw the car on the side of the road, they were for sure, they thought that it was much, much worse than it was. And so we walked away from that thing saying, you know, well, shouldn't have gone that way. But we felt Yad Hashem in our, you know what I'm saying? And that I wasn't careful. And I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
Because Leia's car seat was installed in the car properly. I had a fireman show me how to do it, and
yeah.
I installed the car seat properly, and you could see the stress marks where it held her car seat,
sure.
Where the base held the car seat into the car, and I kept the base for a long time.
For a long time she kept the base.
And if anybody wants to know how to install their car seats in their car?
Right. But I don't think it was just car seats.
No, it wasn't only the car seats, but we saw also other circumstances where children were in car seats that weren't installed properly, and the car seat didn't help anything.
Right.
So
then,
a part of it.
And I said a bir haragoma like I've never said before, and I still think about that to this day.
There's a family.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a balance. We were wearing the car seats. If God forbid we weren't wearing seatbelts, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe all the zechuyot in the world won't save you, because you're not going to merit that nes. So there's like a balance where you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'll give him a little nudge. I'll guide the car so that it comes right side up instead of upside down, and it doesn't flip. And it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? But it's trying to find that balance, trying to find that sense of faith on the one hand, like you said, you know, you articulated so nicely, but on the other hand, understanding that the hand of God is there to catch us when we fall.
It also depends,
and that's important.
Who you are. So Hashem intervened.
Yeah, you read the end of the Chinuch.
Abraham was given a certain amount of years, right?
Very good. Read the end of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that of course God could intervene. He could overturn the rules of nature. He said, but he only does that for great tzaddikim.
But we're also missing.
You know what I'm saying? He only does that for, like, Abraham. He quotes Abraham in the Kivshon Ha'esh, where he quotes Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah. He mentions them. He says, but you really want to if you think that you're that person, right, then go for it.
Well, look what happened to Abraham's brother. He looked at it and he said, oh, if God is saying Abraham, sure, I'll go in. And they said, whose sides are you on? He said, oh, I'm on Abraham's side.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. But otherwise, I wouldn't take my chances. So they just should know, the normative view of Bechina, because I have to finish up. You want to say something?
We're also just missing another point, though. The person, if somebody asks on my roof and I didn't put up a fence, it's also, how's it going to affect my life afterwards?
Right, so you're responsible also. Right. The Torah clearly holds you responsible. Because there's Damin bin Beitecha, your house. Rambam says, this is according to Halakha, Mitzvah Aseh La'asot Ma'akah L'Gago, you have to make a Ma'akah in your house. Okay, and he said, your house, blah blah blah. I'm not gonna go into all the details of the ma'akeh. I'm gonna quote with the Mr. Dalin, Echad Hagag. But he says this is not just about the roof. It's also true about the Echad Kol Davar Shiyesh Bo Sakana. Any other thing that there is an element of danger, Veraushi Kashel Bo Adam Viyamut, and it's worthwhile that a person, if he stumbles at it, he will die. Kegon Shaita Lo Be'er or Bar B'Chatzer, you got a pit in your field. You have to make a fence around it, 10 tfachim. Any stumbling block that has sakanat nefashot, mitzvat asei lahasiro ulahashi yishamer mimenu. You have to remove it, you have to guard yourself from it. Ulehizaher b'davar yafeh. You have to be extremely careful about it. Shneamar, it says, hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha. Be careful, guard your soul. The imlo hisir, and if you didn't do this, and you left things that are dangerous, bitel mitzvat aseh, va'avar alo tasim damim bebeitecha. You negated a negative commandment, and you violated the commandment of do not place blood in your house. And he says, therefore, you look, many things the chachamim forbade because they were dangerous. You know, like that they felt like leaving water out and onions, like a lot of them like kosher rules. Were based on the things that Chazal believed were dangerous at the time. Because, the fish, you're eating fish and meat together, those are based on the halachot, based upon Chazal's perception of danger. Because they believed in this, they understood this. Things that are dangerous, you have a halachic imperative, a halachic obligation. So you say to yourself, when we see, like we as Anglos, we walk around Yishuv, and we see people riding without bikes, people who are essentially extremely religious. They're doing things that are, it's a cultural thing, but I think the culture is the Kliyakar culture. No, it's all in God's hands. And we were more raised on the Chinuch culture, the Rambam culture. And it behooves us, like our kids came home with the Siyut Bedrachim. You don't go in the car, you don't move until all the seatbelts are on. Right? It's great. It's not just safe, it's also a mitzvah. It's also a commandment. And as much as we can spread this, and as much as we can protect people, all the more so, all the better for all of us. Okay, have a great week, everybody.